MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. If you are planning or thinking of tying the knot, this is for you. It is not unusual for couples to spend anything from half a million to well over 2 million rand on their wedding day or weekend. Now, this excludes the engagement then wedding ring, the gathering of two families to hopefully guide the couple on how to survive trying times, widely referred to as izingxoxo zamalobola or dowry talks. Those carry a financial price tag of their own. Then you have the traditional versus church weddings for some that can be 4 weekends in total, another price tag. And when the champagne has been flushed out of the system and the honeymoon is over, oftentimes the arguments over finances manifest. Sean Channels is a financial planner at BDO Wealth, and he joins us now for more. Sean, thank you very much for your time this morning. So before getting married, what are the most important financial conversations couples should be having beyond the wedding budget?
Thanks very much for having me today, Dudu. The most important things that couples should be talking about before the wedding revolve far more around their values and financial habits together rather than the wedding budget. So I think a lot of couples that start taking on this journey of marriage, they think, okay, immediately we need to start planning the wedding budget, how many people are coming, all of those exciting things. Mm-hmm. And what I think is more important is starting to plan for the life after. And what couples need to be doing is having those conversations early and having those conversations often. So these conversations need to be revolving around more than the budget, and they need to start happening about financial values, how you were raised, your money stories, because at the end of the day, a marriage is two financial lives coming together. And these can have very different meanings, and what money means for each different person is going to affect how your shared finances look at the end of the day.
So we oftentimes hear about premarital counseling. It would be good to hear about premarital financial counseling. When you speak of two lives coming together, how can couples combine their finances while still maintaining that individual financial independence and identity?
Yeah, so I think I'll bring in an example here. So a couple that we worked with at BDO Wealth, we'll call them James and Emily for this purpose. Mm-hmm. So Emily was a long-standing client of ours. So she's quite a savvy investor. She does her budget every month, and she makes sure that all the boxes are ticked. And she was getting married to a guy, James, who had a little bit less financial discipline, and he was more spontaneous with his money and he wanted to spend it and enjoy life. And this led to a big stress point in their relationship. So I think what really helped them is when we sat down and we asked Emily to please bring in James for a conversation. Mm-hmm. And we sat down with them together and didn't make the conversation about it's your fault that you think this way or anything like that. It was more about how to guide them through this process and for them to understand how they need to be thinking about finances and their values as a couple. So we spoke about things like the legal structure, things about like their values, their income, and why he was feeling more spontaneous and why she felt savvy. And that's the thing with money. It can bring in a lot of these underlying emotions. And it can mean different things for people. So for Emily, it meant having safety and structure. And for James, it meant enjoying life. Hmm. And how could we bring those two things together to make sure that their shared finances actually worked well? And one of the key things that we did was talk to them about doing a yours, mine, ours account structure. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that whatever Emily brought into the marriage was hers, so that was more about the legal structure. But they took their combined incomes and put them into an account together, and that was for the monthly expenses and the budgeting, and those were the essentials. And that led them to have the security that Emily needed. And there were two separate accounts, and the one was for Emily and the other one was for James.
Okay.
And they were able to spend whatever they wanted from those accounts. Gotcha. And it just created a lot more financial independence, helped them make their own money decisions, which, led to a lot more structure in their shared finances.
Mm-hmm. What I am hearing ultimately is that you, Sean, are the premarital financial advisor, and this process sort of also helps you as a couple. It's a stress test, if you will, to see how safe, I guess, you can be with each other, how, when you speak more so of values, how aligned you are. Does it necessarily, let's say you are not aligned, need to be a deal breaker? Have you seen or have you sat in front of couples where they just, that was it, the wedding is off?
I haven't personally sat in front of couples that's happened, but okay. I'm sure it has happened before. And I mean, we know that the stats are around divorces. A lot of them revolve around money, and that's because we do have these different money beliefs. And the thing is that people come into the marriage and they share these finances. So if you don't get talking about it, you can easily start throwing blame.
Yep.
And in the case of James and Emily, it could have been a story of James saying, why do you always want to save money? We can go on holiday. And Emily could have been saying, you shouldn't be taking on debt because we need to be having security. And that could have been a deal breaker. And these conversations are a lot more complicated than just the spreadsheet or the budget.
Fair enough.
And it's because there's emotion attached to money.
Fair enough.
And all of those reasons, it can be a deal breaker. And that's why getting a guide in, a premarital counsel, as you say, makes sense.
Yep. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Sean Channels is a financial planner at BDO Wealth. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.